thank you, Mr. Chair, for providing the NGO community with this opportunity to address the meeting. Today, I will brief you on our key action points for MX5. On institutional strengthening, we encourage states parties to 1. Pay assessed contributions in full and on time to ensure that the limited institutions the BWC already has are reliably resourced. 2. Enable the ISU to make more substantial contributions by enlarging its staff to include at minimum a cooperation officer and a science officer, and significantly increase its operating budget to match its already mandated functions and the BWC's needs identified through this intersessional work programme. 3. Give MSPs a mandate to enable decision taking on such matters as adjustments to the detail of the intersessional work programme and to make recommendations for actions to be taken by the state's parties during the intersessional period. 4. Consider the totality of the current multilateral anti-biological weapons regime and how best to shape its evolution in light of scientific advances, increasing globalization of the biotechnology and military industry sectors, a more complex world order, novel weapons concepts, and other global trends. 5. Consider in an open-minded discussion possible future structures for institutional strengthening, which takes account of the full range of approaches and options and is geared to the practicalities of making the BWC work more effectively and with enhanced transparency so as to provide greater levels of reassurance that the biological disarmament regime is robust and secure. Mr. Chair, these are our key action points for MX5. These action points are outlined in the joint NGO position paper available on the ISU website, along with action points associated with the content of the other meetings of experts. While I have the floor, I would like to remind delegates that there will be a further BWPP daily report that will cover MX5 and which should be posted electronically early next week. With this, I thank you for your attention and wish you a productive conclusion to the current round of meetings.